Podcast Fresh.
Thanks for downloading the Espresso Shot number 11. On this episode, we take a look at the B-roll from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air review show number 41, released September 8, 2021. We discuss Oscar winner Robert Downey Jr.'s comeback story, securing a PS5 during the Great Shortage, remember that, and the timer late executive producer Zoe's dog paddling became activated at the lake. All this and more nonsense on this episode of the Espresso Shot.
You didn't like Hector?
No, Hector can leave in and he can shove his toaster up his ass.
Damn. The toaster. I remember he gave that toaster as a wedding gift or whatever.
The fucking toaster out of here.
Oh, shit. Chris with the heel turn.
This is a story all about how Way Cap and Chris just both sat down. So we'd like to take some time and chill out there. We'd like to talk a bit about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
They make it aware really quickly that Phil doesn't want these kids. We don't know if it's just one or the other, but he does not want everybody leaving at once.
No, he's definitely going through something. I think Carlton is probably, you know, what hurts him the most.
Yeah, you know what I think, Ryan?
What?
He's going through changes.
Ozzy Osbourne.
It's almost like Ozzy's right here.
Yeah, eating bats and shit.
Let's go. 2-minute concert begins now. Bam, bam, bam.
You ever see that video of him in the car and he's trying to talk and he talks for like a solid 10 seconds and you don't know what the hell he said? Oh, man, it's bad.
He's such a sweetie. I loved him on the Osbournes. They had a reality TV show.
Yeah, I saw a bit of it.
Oh, dude, it's worth going out for.
It's funny.
It was just
shit.
That MTV shit era of the time. But it was just so fascinating to watch him and his family. And I don't know. I heard like that show affected them in good and bad ways. But
those shows,
I just thought they were a very interesting family. And there was something very, I don't know, something very likable and redeeming about Ozzy.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Viva La Bam back in the day.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I remember that. I was not, but only because I didn't have access to it. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, no, I would watch reruns. Like, I don't know. I was a huge Bam fan. Like,
wow.
Not even because of Jackass. It was just he was a pro skater first, right? So,
yeah, he's for real, right?
Oh, yeah, he's for real.
Right.
Yeah. He's sponsored by...
A lot of people think some people think he's like an actor stunt guy. Who happens to skateboard really well?
He can skate
like, no,
really
motherfucker's
well,
the other way.
Yeah. No.
Imagine meeting Tony Hawk and they're like, and this might have happened to him at one point. He's like, "You're the guy from the video game." You know what I mean? It's like, yes, that's me.
But it's funny just because he, like, I liked him as a skater at the time. But whatever. I found out, you know, part of Jackass and all that shit. So once that show came out, I watched it because of. Like, there was an episode where he turned his whole house into a skateboard park, like the inside and outside. Like, it was ridiculous. And the parents got home and they were freaking out and shit. But it's just, you know, look at him now. This guy's a mess these days. It's actually really depressing when you look at what's going on with him.
Why is he a mess?
Oh, just the drugs and the depression. And when Ryan Dunn died, the guy was never the same. And now Jackass 4 is coming out. I don't know if you saw the trailer. But he's not in there. And then I did some digging, and basically he couldn't keep sober, so they banned him from the movie. And then he did like a threat to the director, and then the director got like a restraining order against him, and like Knoxville won't talk to him. Like it's bad. It's really bad.
Well, it's also bad because it's not like, oh, they're split 50-50 whether or not he's being blacklisted or whatever the fuck. No, it's like unanimous, like, you know, it ranges from like, no, from like Knoxville flat out saying like, no, it's just, you know, it is what it is. He's like, this is his doing kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And like he's trying to get everyone to boycott the movie and shit. It's really bad. He's
that
very
part
he's
that
delusional.
Went a little bit on the loopy side, I think.
Yeah, he's delusional. Like, you know what, man? If Steve-O could get sober, like...
Look at fucking Steve-O, eh?
Dude, Steve-O is, like, you never thought he'd be the guy to get sober, you know?
That guy's pretty fucked up, though. is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
I'm not making fun of that guy. I'm just saying he was really fucked up, and he's come a long way. Like, it's like a different human being, you know?
Exactly.
I like Steve-O. I got a lot of time for Steve-O, so I'm glad to see that. I like to see all of them, you know, and with fucking good head on their shoulders. And I think maybe your boy. Do you think he's got one more comeback? Are you hoping he'll like be able to? He can redeem himself.
Last I heard, he was like, he is doing better. He found some woman that's actually helping him out, but like, he just has a long road ahead of him, man. And it's hard to stay on track. Honestly,
you know what? Though we've seen other people, you know, in all kinds of industries, even. Whatever you want to call it, Hollywood, Robert Downey Jr.'s got, if nobody knows this, Robert Downey Jr.'s got an incredible comeback story. Like, this guy he's one of those rare guys that got to be an A-list celebrity twice. Like, he was an A-list celebrity in the 90s at the peak of his career, making really some of the bigger movies in Hollywood.
Right.
And then Drugs and Alcohol, he took a huge time off away from Hollywood. He started becoming like a nuisance on sets and stuff like that, always you know, just high or whatever the fuck. And I saw him in a movie with Val Kilmer, and the name escapes me. It's a hidden gem.
Is it Kiss Kiss Really Bang Bang?
Yes. Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
I saw him in that, and I loved him in that, and I'm like, oh my god, it's Robert Downey Jr. That's when I started marking out for him a little bit. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, because I was born in 83. So by the 90s, I was only like 9, 10 years old. So I didn't get access to like the rated R movies on a widely basis till later and stuff like that.
Right.
So I just didn't remember. And then to see him just coming back like that. And then I heard when he was going to star in Iron Man, and everybody was like, what? How? And I could be talking out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure even in that first Iron Man contract, I think they had it written in there. Like, he was on like some thing where he would get like most of his pay after like completing the film or something like that. Like, they had to put qualifiers like that because he had kind of ruined his
image,
record, with people. Like, a producer saw him as a... kind of like Bam, sadly. They saw him as like a liability for insurance and stuff like that. Like, what the fuck? This guy's going to hurt somebody or hurt himself. Exactly. If he goes off and does something stupid, like, we're responsible because it's considered, you know. No, so can't get the insurance. So to see that comeback, who knows? Maybe Bam's got one more in him.
Yeah, I hope so. Be nice. However, I don't think they should make any more Jackass movies.
Dude, I cringed when Johnny Knoxville said he was 52. I was like, Jesus.
There's a scene in the trailer where they're talking about how after 50 years old, that's when you can like really hurt yourself. And Steve-O makes a joke. He's like, you know, Knoxville's only 49, so we're good.
I thought Knoxville was 52.
I think in the movie he said he's 49.
Wow. Could they have taped it that far back?
I think a year ago at least, but I don't know.
Taped it. I'm a fucking 100 years old.
I love how I understood it, though, and I didn't question what you said.
Right. I'm 100 years old. This next scene is wacky. It's Will talking to his mama. And he goes, I know, Mom. I can't believe it either. I know. Okay, don't do it. You're going to make me cry. Next thing you know, he's crying.
I actually really like that shit.
Here's the best part, though. He goes, okay, I gotta go. But he hangs up and he just stands there and he continues crying, which is sweet because you think, like, hey, it could be a con. And he'll be like, nah, Mom thinks that I'm gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he was
but
serious.
Instead, he's just like actually crying, which is awesome.
Oh man, so sad.
No, Mom, school don't start for another week. Oh, yeah, the department is great. Yeah, this is in the same neighborhood, Mom. Oh, check it out, the candy store actually sells candy. Yeah, Mom, I know how proud you are of me that I'm going to college. Come on, don't do this, Mom. You know how this affects me. Yeah, it's like a dream come true for both of us. I love you too, Mommy. Bye-bye.
I just wrote that as that. Will hangs up, keeps crying. This next part is kind of cool. We had Carlton and Phil. They're kind of watching the TV, but they're watching the business report like it's like a sports game that they're watching.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's really sweet. And Phil turns to me and goes, "Son, I don't want you to go." He's like, "What?" This part's awesome. Phil cuts a fucking promo. Jesus.
Yeah.
"I don't want you to move out."
"Sorry, Dad, I have to go."
"No, you don't."
"Will says I do. He says it's time for me to leave the nest, become independent, and have sex with girls. Safe sex, mind you, but lots of it."
"Excuse me. Is this what you've been telling my boy?
What?
That life is one big orgy?
I know.
Well, college is hard work, son, followed by a family, which is even more hard work. What? And a teenage daughter who doesn't want to be seen with you in public. And a wife who wants you anyway near her. And a butler who may be the father of your child. And a guardian, a guardian."
Wow. He cuts the promo he needs to cut on these kids. Will and Carlton, they look scared. When she said three to go, like she counted Will, which I thought was cool.
Oh, oh my God, I didn't catch that. Oh,
yeah, she goes one down, three to go. So that was nice.
Well, what if she's counting the baby? I got you there.
Hold on a second. Let me tip my king down. Fair match, my friend.
Got you.
He's a and rabbit.
Give it up for the West German team.
Why the fuck am I the West German?
Oh, guy? No! You remember last season, Carlton getting crushed into the lockers? Oh,
yeah, that's right.
And give it up for the West. Oh no, the East German.
The East German. Yeah.
What? That's awesome.
There we go.
That's one. So one down, three to go. Fuck Will, because she means three as in three kids.
Yep.
Hillary tosses the bouquet and Carlton grabs it. He's all excited and Will's like, "Are you a dummy? Give me that." And grabs it from him. Carlton comes in a blue turkey outfit. This is awesome. So I guess Carlton's going to be like the mascot.
Isn't it like a peacock?
Is that what it is?
I think it's a peacock.
And Carlton comes in a blue peacock outfit.
There you go.
And he says, "I'm in love." And Will's like, "With who?" He goes, "I didn't know RuPaul lived in L.A. Bro, this got a fucking pop from the crowd.
That was pretty good, though. Not going to lie. I was like, holy shit. Even when I was watching the episode on TV and Tiffany's eyes like blew up when he said that.
That was tremendous.
Yeah.
That was pretty tremendous.
Good. Pretty good.
"Will, I've met the woman of my dreams."
"Word, I didn't know RuPaul lived in L.A.
See, one of my duties as mascot is to walk around and greet people on campus.
So Carlton's in love. Will doesn't want to know anything too much about it. And that'll play into later. Another little scene coming up. This is so interesting how they're just the tiny little scenes. This time it's Ashley's involved in this one. And she brings this dude in. Who introduced to Phil in the kitchen. Phil kind of catches him trying to run away. And again, Pac-Man, to me, this is like another one of those scenes that like is always in the highlight reels.
Yeah, it's definitely a memorable one.
So this is a scene where Phil meets this dude that young Ashley met at the mall. And he asks him for his name. And he produces a business card and hands it over to him. Phil says, "This is a snake with a cross on it." And he goes, "That's my name," kind of like Prince. So Phil grabs it. He grabs a pen. He writes something in it. And he gives it back to the kid. And the kid says, "What's this?" He goes, "That's also a symbol for get out." And he screams at him. And the kid is gone. And that was funny enough. But I will give it to Ashley here. She kills it. She goes, "Daddy, I love him." Yeah. And the pop from the crowd was tremendous. This was a good little scene. I was really impressed with this.
"This is a stick with a snake wrapped around it."
"It's a symbol, like Prince."
"Prince who?"
"See, that's exactly why fathers ain't allowed at the mall." "What's this thing?"
"It's a symbol for get out of my house!"
"Daddy, I love him!"
"Keep it up, sir, and I'll be all you have left."
Dude, doesn't it give you like season two vibes? Because they did a lot of this in season two. Like the progression is fantastic because you're not giving us an insane amount of information with side characters, but you're giving us little updates as to where they are in life.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so good, because it's like there's little, you know, gems in this episode that aren't part of the main arc. So when you see little things like, you know, Ashley being at the age where she's falling in love easily, or at least she thinks she is, you know, Jeffrey is back to being like not a whiny butler, but he's very sassy, just like the beginning. So I'm
just like we love him.
Exactly. You see Jazz after again, very subtle moves. It's nice. It's perfect. It's really good progression.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with my gut. So for the zinger of the episode is when Will goes,
I ain't no bungee expert or nothing, but I don't think he's supposed to be slamming into the ground like that.
Please stand by. Great, the president's about to interrupt my marriage proposal.
I don't think he's supposed to be slamming into the ground like that. I thought that was the best one, but it was quickly like everybody had to get their one liner in, but I thought that one was pretty good.
Everything good?
Yeah, I thought I saw a sniper on the school across the street, but it's not.
Well, that's very dark shit.
What was that?
That's very dark shit.
Welcome to Moscow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize on behalf of Chris Torres.
Come for the national anthem. Stay for the cold borscht.
You sound as sloshed as I was on the weekend when I went to go watch Fast 9.
Were you been terminated?
Yeah, because we took shots and drank, and then Tiff was like, oh, let's go watch a movie. And I was like, okay. And then when I got there, I'm fortunate enough that this Cineplex sells you beer. So, yeah, there you go. Drank beer while watching the movie.
That is cool. I like that.
It was nice.
Sometimes I'm a bad boy, I'll bring the tall boys in my backpack.
Well, now you no longer have to do that.
Why?
Because you could just buy them there.
Why would I do that when I can bring them in my backpack?
Okay, jeez, I'm sorry, all right?
Jesus, you're ruining everything.
I'm just trying to be a good friend.
This whole series is
I'm just trying to be a good friend.
This will be categorized in the Wikipedia entry as the later years.
Why?
Shut up, man.
See, I gotta watch Love Island after this.
Nah. Oh, is that the one? Is it on Netflix now?
No, Crave.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's mean, that show.
It is mean. It's fucked up.
I like when the guy's like a badass, and like three episodes later, it's happening to him, and now he's crying like a bitch. Like, oh, it's just different, you know? Yeah, it's different now, bitch. When you were like leaving your girl, trying to flex on her.
Dude, there was this couple real quick. She was a fucking bitch. Like, she was like, you know, she was like one of those like she needed the attention from the guy 100%. And whenever the guy would like even look at another girl, like she'd feel away. So there was, but the guy was like, even though that was happening, he was like devoted to her. Like he was fucking, like he just took her shit. And there was a wrench in the fucking wheel when the fucking host shows up and says, okay, so the guys are going to another hotel and you girls are staying here. So they give the girls five new guys and the guys get five new girls over there. And the twist is if the girl that they match up with and vice versa, if they're happy, they can choose to dump the other guy and couple with, you know, the new guy.
Yeah, are there two islands?
Yeah, technically, right? Okay. So doesn't this fucking bitch that gave this guy such a hard time just fucking recouple with a new guy?
No.
And this guy comes back a week later with a teddy bear that she sent him, and he sees that like she's with a new guy, and he didn't come back with anybody because he could have, right? He could have chose someone else. My heart hurt for the guy. I was like, that fucking sucks. This show is horrible.
But let's be honest here. This guy's probably like really handsome, and he's gonna be okay.
They're all handsome.
He'll find a titty to lay on. Yeah. Like he'll be fine.
Thing is, I think he was kind of slow. Like he was
slow on the draw. Like those guys that can't tell when they're being hit on.
No, no, just like he had a hard time expressing himself, and I think he was a virgin. Okay. Like, no matter, he was a really good-looking guy, but he was a virgin. Like, you could tell he had, like, some kind of thing.
Ryan, it was one of those, oh, too many big words.
Yeah, exactly.
I have feelings for you.
I heart you. My heart want that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I bring you rock.
This past weekend, I installed my garage door opener.
Oh Jesus, finally. God. Now you can store all your expensive shit in there.
Yeah, man, that took me like 6 hours. shouldn't have taken me that long, but I basically didn't know. Like, once I had the thing mounted and everything, I was like, okay, yeah. I want to test it. So I tried to test it, and like, it looked like the motor wanted to work, but it wasn't working. And I'm like, what the hell did I do? So I took it down, I took it apart, then I put it back up, didn't work again. I'm like, oh my God, this is such a pain. So I ended up looking up videos for this stupid thing. And
that's not a bad idea. That's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just looked, and I ended up on one video where the guy said, the thing will not work unless you have installed the sensors. And I didn't do that. So I was like, no way. Is that why? So I installed the stupid sensors, which I had to run wires like around my garage through the ceiling and shit. And lo and behold, the thing worked. So
that's awesome.
I wasted 2 hours for no reason, but I got it done.
Yeah, because last time we talked, you said that you were going to set it up by yourself.
Yep.
Using a ladder.
Yep.
And you were going to do that on Saturday. So would you say it was a little bit harder than, I know you made a mistake, but do you feel it was harder still? Or if you had not wasted 2 hours, it would have been like, okay, no, this is pretty simple.
I mean, looking back now that I did it, I'm pretty sure I could do it no problem next time.
Yes.
But it is still difficult without another person. Because when I put it on the ladder, I had to be super, like, careful and like, really slow on the other end. Because if I tip that thing over, it's over. That thing's going to break. So definitely easier with two people. But I get the concept now. I understand what you got to do. So, yeah, I'm proud of myself. Never did that before. So highlight of
Is it one of those things that you did it, but you would not look forward to like helping somebody else install theirs because you're over it?
It's one of those things that I wouldn't install another one by myself, but I would help. Like, I would help out. You know what I mean?
Even just to have an idiot hold something for you, like that's a huge help.
Oh yeah, that's basically what the ladder is there for. Like if someone were to just hold it for me, because there was a part where I had to hold the whole thing with the track extending to the other side, screwed into the wall. I had to hold it while lifting
using your
it
penis
up, using my dick. And
did you get the perfect 90 degree?
Yeah, I had to get a little. No, I'm not gonna go into this, but anyway,
did you eye level it?
I'm trying not to say vulgar shit on the podcast, but anyway,
neither am I. I don't know what you're talking
about. I lifted it and I had to screw it into the stupid bracket.
Yes, we can
all at once, you know what I mean? Like, right, it's anyway, I'm not gonna talk.
Well, you can tell me you to build stuff, so here's to you, the thumbs up.
Thanks.
Had some time to kill your day, so what did I do? I was driving around, saw that there was a strip plaza, and saw that there was EB Games, and I'm like, let's go in there and do some damage.
Oh, boy.
Surprisingly, the selection was decent, but the prices were like nothing to write home about. You can still buy better used prices on eBay, and even Amazon's got some better pricing. But I picked up a couple games on the PS4. I got Borderlands, the Handsome Collection.
Nice.
And you'll like this one. I got Final Fantasy X and X-2, the HD Collection.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. So now it's in my PS4 collection.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the Doom Slayers collection on PS4. I think
Me about that.
It's like $25 right now. I should jump on that. And it includes Doom, Doom 2, Doom 3, and Doom 2016. So that should be cool.
When you say Doom, Doom 2, Doom 3, like the old SNES games?
Yeah, the originals.
For how much?
$25.
So 1, 2, 3, and 64?
No, the 2016 Doom. The new
For the 2016, that's a good value.
Exactly, yeah, it's all included. And then Doom Eternal, I gotta get later on the side or something.
If you want to get them for dirt cheap, I would go for the PlayStation, the Nintendo Switcheroony route.
I own all the Dooms on the Switch except the 2016 one, so I might just get it on the Switch.
All right, sit down, man. Jeez, you don't have to hit me.
I'm sorry.
This guy's hitting me. I'm trying to record here.
God damn.
And while I was also there, the reason I even knew there was a video game store there was because when I was driving around, I saw this guy walking with a dead ass like PlayStation 5 in his hands, just walking down
the
sidewalk. And it was at that moment that I knew I need to hop the curb.
That's risky. He's going to get jumped.
And grab this guy. No, I drove a little bit slower and I saw that it was an EB Games bag. So I'm like, this motherfucker didn't walk far. You know, because he's still alive, obviously. Right. So I drove over to the nearest strip plaza. I seen him. And I went in there, obviously, and I got the games. And then I got on the waiting list. So I am on a waiting list for that specific store.
Nice.
And if and when they call me, they say they only call you once. They leave one voicemail. And you have, I think the rule is you have to call them, like, within a short time to let them know that you want it.
Yeah.
Chico, yo te hablo como Latino, Holmes. I don't know who you talking about.
Hey, Vince, you know, you can't call me fucking Damien. That was the best.
Vin, it's Vince, damn it. Vin, listen.
Vin.
I'm Damien, man. I'm Damien. You kidding me, man? My mom's here. My daughter's sitting and catering, bro.
Oh, my God.
Get that rabbit back here. It's a video game with rabbits in it. I want them in 2K. I want them to be in 2K. In 4K.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm
going to
die. That's amazing. There's too much to unpack there. Just the fact that, like, Vince would be, like, such a mark about the game. I mean, like, he's picked up a fucking PlayStation controller in his life. He's the guy that would pick it up, like, upside down.
Yeah. What is Xavier? Give me that. What is that?
Xavier's trying to show him, like, how to hold the thing, you know? I can actually see a situation where Vince is, like, walking by the New Day, and they're just, like, fucking around on, like, the Switch, like, playing, like, virtual tennis or whatever, and Vince just kind of stops, and he's just, like, watching them play, and he sees, like, Xavier hit it off the net, and he's like, and he's like, oh, Vince, you're not going to try? And he would fucking try, man.
Oh, yeah.
Vince is crazy like that, dude. If you read, I don't know, fucking side tangent, B-roll, whatever.
I want that in 2K.
I want that in 2K. He's a mark for the game. He's secretly good. Like, he smashes everybody.
He creates himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has the developers, like, overpower his shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is tremendous.
I don't know. I just feel like some people do get affected by, like, moving out and stuff. For me, it didn't really affect me whatsoever. And
you took to it like a duck to water.
Yeah, pretty much. It was all, yeah, exactly. It's like, it's all normal. It's a part of life, and that's just how shit is supposed to go.
Ryan was like little doggy paddles, and they went into the water. Have you ever seen, I have a little dog, the little black one, Zoe. Have you ever seen me pick her up and put her over the water?
Oh, yeah. She'll start doing the paddle.
She starts doing the doggy paddle. It's fucking hilarious.
It's so cute.
It's like her little body goes, okay, activate swimming gear.
Activate swim mode.
That's
so good. That's so funny.
Oh, man. Last year, I took the dogs when I went to my buddy's cottage, and we went over to the pier, and Zoe ran up on me, and I moved out of the way. So she ran into me, but she did like a half slide.
Okay.
And she went ass over tea kettle into the lake. Zoe, right? She was able to swim up, but you could tell that she was like frantically trying to get up. Dude, she would have been dead because there's no way she would have been able to climb up. So I just reached out and I grabbed her. That's she so learned sad. That day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, she stood beside me pretty closely after that. It was awesome.
You got to protect that dog.
Yeah, man.
There's also things that comes with that. I'm going to just get into something I feel about that. There's certain things that I forget to do because I've never had to do it before, such as, you know, when people come in, like, I'm supposed to offer them a drink right away, but I forget. And I just expect them to just kind of get whatever they want themselves. And I'm constantly like Tiff will be like, well, you know, are you going to offer them a drink? I'm like, oh, fuck. That's right. It's like, I don't know, man. It just doesn't click in my head. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, now I'm fine, obviously. But at the time, I was like, I kept forgetting to like do that to whoever came over. I was like, I'm just so used to like, you know, get it yourself kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
and I've already been given the the authorization to just go into the fridge as if it was my own. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, because I don't want to get up and get you shit. Just get it yourself.
right. but no, it's cool, man. And yeah, it extends both ways. If for whatever reason you ever find yourself in my place and you're alone, like, mi quaza, tu quaza. And hopefully if you are in my house, it's for good reasons, not bad reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's leave that behind.
We're splitting up the dogs. Don't worry, this is going to the deleted role.
Why can't you be a real boy?
We'll have the rabbits come down all over him.
Where's the rabbit?
I want to put the strap on the rabbit, see what happens. Let's pop a rating. Let's pop a rating. What the fuck?
Real quick, I watched Godfather Part 2.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Yeah, definitely a...
It's awesome, eh?
A really good movie. I was just to see like the evolution of Michael.
Yeah,
dude's a stone cold killer by the second one.
I know, it's wild.
Completely different guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I liked it though.
That fucking scene when it's young Vito.
Yeah.
And he's stalking the fucking bad guy through that fucking parade. How crazy is that sequence?
Oh, man. And then the fucking, he shoots him and it catches on fire. And then the way he gets rid of the gun on the rooftop.
It's realistic.
Yeah, man. It's so cool.
He like tucks it into a chimney.
Yeah, he puts like parts of the gun in two chimneys and like.
That's awesome. It's
pretty funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know De Niro was even going to be in the movie. That was a big surprise for me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like,
really?
Holy fuck, it's De Niro.
Yeah. That's why everybody pops whenever they do a movie together. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for downloading the Son of a Goonie. We will be back next week with the next episode.
Yeah, man.
The next show. As you're hearing this, go check out the listing, the menu. There's all a bunch of new shows that must have dropped right around now. Bing, bang, boom. So go check those ones out. We have the podcast Fresh Cafe where we team up to talk about video games and pro wrestling with some news of the week. Only the most important stories. Only the most important stories. Right, Ryan? And sometimes stories that just make you smile. That's right. Yeah. So we'll be back next week with another podcast, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And until then, we'll see you guys later.
Peace out.
Podcast Fresh.